The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Say what you want, we're leaving.
I thought I should say my farewells.
Why? Because you sent me to my death. You risk me. You risk Ethelstan.
You have men and you have fire in your heart. You will achieve what you set out to do. But if I do not see you again...
You will see me again. If I die, I will haunt you to the end of your days.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island. I can't hear anything at all.
Oh,
welcome
man,
to the
Mary.
Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. Destiny is all, man. Let's do this.
Couldn't hear anything.
What a way. What a way to bring it back.
Now I hear, Blake.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Someone unplugged my stuff, okay? It's been a while. Can't fault me. So grab a nail, sit back, let's relax, and let's chat in this episode to see how England was born.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Our triumphant return to the Last Kingdom.
What I'm here for.
Who said we were professional? Mm. Who said we knew what we were doing?
Who said we should be best Rhode Island again?
Well, I know, and somehow we are. It was somehow we won the best podcasts of Rhode Island.
Somehow again. It's because I roll our listeners. It's because of you listening right now. You put up with my shenanigans,
despite your shenanigans.
So thank you, and just thank you all so much, especially those of you who are members at jointhenerdclan.com. You honestly made this podcast, The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake, happen. Like, if it weren't for you and your patronage and your votes, this podcast would have never happened. So it's thanks to you and putting up with my shenanigans.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm in, man.
We know. You're here with me.
I'm married to you. I can't not be in.
Before we jump into the rest of this episode, we are going to be having a weekly Last Kingdom podcast popping it up for you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast app of choice. We also have a complimentary text reminder system that will alert you when the newest episode is up, because it's summertime and our kids are home and our life is chaotic and I still have long COVID and I'm still me, guys. I'm still me.
Yes.
So... you know, there's times when we get to show up when we say we will, and there's times when we don't. So we're just going to surprise you with a text when it happens. Don't forget to follow us. Just find Mary and Blake on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all those different places. We are there. We are social. We would love to connect with you. And if you're not already a member at jointhenerdclan.com, this is the moment to do it. For less than a cup of coffee, you get to make quality podcasts like this. Keep on coming at you.
So, Mary, we are back at episode 502, and we are back to the Last Kingdom, you know, after having a little bit of a break, obviously, like, as we've mentioned. And we're back, and I'm just so excited. This is the one show that, as we were doing This Is Us and Outlander, I was ready to come back to the Last Kingdom.
Okay.
You know, we had done... you know, four seasons in a relatively quick amount of time for The Last Kingdom. And I'm not going to say it was a breath of fresh air to take a little bit of a break, but I will say, like, you know what? We took a little bit of a break, you know, for season five, even though we started it already. And it felt good to come back and just be here now and get back to Uhtred, son of Uhtred, and Destiny is for Arslings and the whole thing. Like, I'm here for it. I'm ready to go. All right, Marvin, you got your little mini plot recap?
I do.
Episode 502. Okay,
I may not have my headphones plugged in, but I've got my recap ready to go. I'm here for it. Okay, so synopsis of episode 502 is such. There's a betrayal at Efferwich, where Sittrigger needs some help, okay? because it just sucks. Everybody, his brother sucks. Now Brita's there doing crazy stuff, and he has to go find Uhtred, son of Uhtred. And then Uhtred is upset because Æthelflaed won't give him soldiers to go to Ethelwich to go help Sigtryggr and his daughter. And she's just like, nah, and doesn't tell him why. And she's got the cancer going on and the bubbies. Not great at all. And then Edward gets himself a lady friend.
Yep. And he's all about the lady friend. Just, he's ready to go.
In many ways.
So, all right, Mom, are you ready to get into the rest of this episode?
I sure am.
All right, if I can get my mouse here. Here we go. Let's get her done. All right, Marvin, episode 502. As I mentioned earlier, this episode was written by Martha Hillier, the current showrunner of... I almost said This Is Us. Holy smokes. The current showrunner of The Last Kingdom. And it was directed by none other than Alexander Draymond himself. Can you believe that? Like, this is his first... and only directing credit.
He did done good.
He did well. I will give you credit. I give him credit. And Martha Hillier, she has written episodes, episode 401, 6, 5, 2, 9, and 10. She also did episode 501 as well. So being the showrunner, she is taking on a lot of the writing herself. She has the sole credit other than, you know, initial story by Bernard Cornwell, who was the person who wrote the books. So... you know, this is a lot of writing for one person, Mary. And the fact that I think she, I like her writing. I like the way that she does this. And I think she captures like a certain pulpiness.
I don't know if I like that word.
I don't know. I think I like it. I like it. And I like the way that she writes the attributes of her characters as opposed to the plot of her characters.
Okay.
And, you know, one particular thing that I really love is...
like, I think of pulpy as being like moist, like that bad of a word.
Pulpy. Fair enough. All right, Mom. What do you got for...
I hate pulp. I hate it. Get out of here. It's supposed to be juice. Now I've got to chew.
As I've gotten older, I think I've come to appreciate pulp a little bit more. I'm not saying that I'm ordering orange juice.
I'll only
juice
do it if
pulp.
You make it there. Like if you are like, we made this orange juice and that's where there's pulp in it.
Mm-hmm. Like we didn't have time to like sift it out.
I appreciate that.
But like if
you made a lemonade, there's a little pulp in it.
You know what I can't do? I can't do seeds in lemonade. I'm out on seeds, especially frozen lemonade.
This is why you're not a real Rhode Islander.
No, I'm not. I'm a Massachusetts kid. I will die on that hill, and it's fine. I'm out on the seeds.
I know what happens when you chew a lemon seed.
And
wicked sour.
Oh, it's gross. And I'm also out on having the real lemon in the frozen lemonade.
Oh my God, that's the best part. It's like a chocolate chip in a cookie. You're like, what's this?
No, you can't have it.
And it's cold?
You can't have it.
It's like a lemon ice cube.
No, you can't have that.
The peel is so good for
you. It's gross.
Anyway.
All right, so what do you got for your GBG? But as I said, as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate pulp a little bit more. I'm not going to the supermarket and like getting the juice with the pulp.
But you don't send it back when you order orange juice and it's pulpy and they didn't warn you?
Yeah, like I'm not sending it back. Like when I was younger, I'd be like, no, take this crap out of here.
Okay.
But now I'm like, you know what? It's part of the orange. Might as well, right?
Okay.
But if I'm going to the supermarket, I'm getting the no pulp juice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a calcium or a no calcium person in your juice? You know, the blue or the green.
I'm always here for calcium. I'm lactose intolerant. I got to get it somewhere.
All right. So your GBG. Okay. I'm sorry. Your shields rating. What do you got for you? How many shields are you giving it?
Here we go. My shields rating for this episode is a 4.5.
Okay, fair enough. I like it.
Thank you.
And I'm giving this one myself a 4.2.
Which is the equivalent of a Mary 4.5.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. It is, again, I thought it was good. Just like the premiere was good, I think it's a lot of setup.
Yes.
And I don't know...
how long it's going to take.
Well, I mean, we got 10 episodes, right? So, I mean, that is what it is.
So better happen next episode.
No, I I'm not sure if I'm convinced Breed is the big bad. That's the thing.
Okay.
Like, I think she's the big bad for now.
Where's my buddy? Where's my cockroach?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's coming back.
I love him.
Chicken in hand and everything.
All the chicken.
So you know he's coming back.
Okay.
So, all right. So what is your GBG? You're good, you're bad, and you're great, Mary.
My good is I just love hanging on out with Uhtred and his boys and the few and scenes in between where they're all just together. It's just so merry.
Yeah.
And I love the home that they've made for themselves, even though they have to go off and battle and take care of things. It's just this bromance has continued for so long and they all are on their different paths. Mm-hmm. So it just makes me happy. It makes me happy to see the boys at any point.
Sure.
My bad is Brita's kid. She sucks.
Why is she... Why does she suck?
She just sucks, man.
She's like, just doing the thing your mother's telling her to
get do. Get a toy, okay? How do none of the other Vikings have a kid? Okay, why is Breida the only one who gets to bring her kid to work day?
Get a toy.
Get a flipping toy. My gosh, get a doll, get a ball. I don't know.
Get a hula hoop.
She's just like, go away, and there's no other kids to play with because the kids are scared. So it's not like the little kid can go find like other Viking kids to play with. You know she was pumped when her mom said, honey, we're going on a field trip. You made the guy jump into the hole. Now we can go on a field trip, and maybe we'll meet some other Viking kids because Sid Trigger's Viking. And then she brings her, and she just kills all the kids' parents, all the moms. How's this kid supposed to make friends, huh?
Get a toy.
And then she's like, come back, little kid, come kill some more people. Nobody's gonna want to be her friend.
Oh yeah, I agree. She's
what
the,
a weird.
That's the equivalent of this. She's the Viking equivalent of the smelly kid.
But worse.
She's the killing kid.
Because the smelly kid, at least, like, they smell. And yes, the parent should bathe the kid and should give the kid deodorant. Like, that's parental problems.
I feel like it's more of like a soap and shampoo issue than deodorant.
This is like when you make your kids, like, this is like when you make your kids try to convert other kids to religions.
Oh yeah,
my church tried to make me do that, and I just told my friends, don't raise your hand. You get to go to this all night ice skating and bowling, but please don't raise your hand.
And some kids made the mistake
to raise their hand, and they had to have the burn in the fires of hell talk for 2 hours. Told them not to raise their hand. That's what it feels like.
I still can't believe you went to Bible camp, Bible snow camp,
and then the overnight things where we would like, now looking back at it, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, that's it was really crazy. Aimed at like 10 to 15 year olds. And the whole thing is that we'd be overnight one in the morning. They'd be like, oh, if you don't know Jesus, raise your hand and we'll talk to you. These kids are tired and hungry.
They wear them down. That's what happens.
They were like, who wants an Xbox? Who wants a PlayStation? All these games. And now we're going to tell you why you're going to burn in hell. So raise your hand.
It's like a secret element of the CIA torturing people. But
that's
just
not okay now in hindsight. And here I was just like telling my friends, you get to go to this thing. Your parents only need to pay $20. You stay out all night. Who are these poor parents? Like, we're like, oh, you're going to go hang out with Mary?
$20?
$20.
Sure.
You get fed pizza.
Yeah.
You get to go on an ice skate. You get to go watch hockey. You get roller skating and you get bowling and you come back at 7 a.m. Great deal. Mary can take you anytime.
Yep.
Little do they know.
Little Mary can just take you anywhere you want to go. I trust her.
Oh, no. That's what Breida's kid is. The equivalent of me.
Yeah.
But worse.
If you were the ringleader, like if you were like in on it.
Yeah, I wasn't in on it.
Yeah.
If I actually told my friend, you better raise your hand. I know what you did last summer.
Then you'd be Breida's kid.
Yeah.
I will say.
Especially because most of my friends were Jewish.
Muzzle. All right. That's your bad. What do you got for your great?
Oh, excuse me. My great is Edith hanging on a... No, you know actually what my great is?
What?
My great is Edward getting honey.
Oh, okay.
And I'm usually against adultery, no matter what, in shows.
Yeah.
But like, his bride's dad just tried to kill all of his kids and almost killed his mom.
And like, is single-handedly... countermanding every order that he gives.
Yeah, like, I'm all set with this family.
What I wonder is, why is he still around? If he's doing all of this stuff.
I don't think they can get divorced. And
he's the king. he can.
They
do,
don't do this until much later.
I know, but I'm saying he's.
Thank
the king.
You, Anne Boleyn.
But like, send at the very least, send that guy away. Even if you can't get divorced, fine, no probs. Like, I'll go along to get along.
Maybe his wife bugs him so much that he's like, it's worth it. All she does is whine.
In my ear, constantly.
If you just let my dad stay here, I won't bug you. I won't nag you.
But then
he's like, fine. Can you sleep in your own bed and stay away from me and never talk to me? Fine, as long as I get my dad. Deal. Shakes on it. Fine. Lesser of two evils.
Negotiation.
I bet it's a negotiation.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Maybe it was part of the prenup. The daddy needs to have a seat on the board. I think that was on the prenup.
It probably was. And here's the thing. You're the king. You can Remember override
with,
your own prenup.
Yeah. With Alfred, I think that was part of the prenup.
If Alfred was still alive and kicking around, sure.
No.
I get it.
No.
But.
Alfred, I think, made this deal when they were betrothed.
I know. But now that Edward's the king, what the hell are you talking about?
Uncle Scar will come and pull back the paper.
No, Uncle Scar is already dead.
Oh, yeah, that Uncle Scar. This is like Uncle Scar too. Father-in-law Scar. Yeah, but that's... I'm actually happy
Phil,
because
that's what we called him. We called him Phil.
I'm really happy for Edward, though, because it's not like his new woman's like a slut.
She seems like she's put together.
She doesn't come in with the bubbies all hanging out.
No.
Walking in like Jessica Rabbit. Why don't you do right? Like, she came in, listen... I've got land. Mm-hmm. This jabroni took it from me. I came all this way.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys suck. Please take care of it.
And he's just smitten right away. Yes. I know you. I was supposed to ride that horse.
Yes.
And you got mad and blah, blah, blah.
So like, cute.
It was so cute.
Yeah. So I'm normally against.
How are you feeling adultery. With. How are you feeling
I didn't
about-
realize that they like had sex. I did not realize that because she spent the night.
Yeah, but
and
did,
I was like, whatever.
Did they?
No, but they implied it. Phil implied it, and then she implied it.
What? How did she imply that?
I thought she was like, oh, you know, I was nice. Like a little like, oh, about last night. I don't know. I did not feel that way, but after a second viewing, I think they had sex.
Hmm, interesting.
But it was not super clear.
She doesn't strike me as the person that would just go to Pound Town right away.
I think
away.
She did.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm going to find the proof.
All right. Fair enough. How do you feel about Edward with the long hair and the beard?
I'm here for it.
Because I still see him as that young kid.
This is his way of trying to look older.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know that. I'm just saying, like, I'm not sure if I'm buying it. I'm not sure if I'm buying it.
Listen, the costume department has limited resources when people got a baby face like his.
That's true. That's a valid point. All right. My good. I have a tie. the first one is, and again, this I think speaks to the to Martha Hillier's writing, and that is when Father Peerleg is there and he's taking a piss and Finnan comes rolling up and puts the knife, the so sword good. Behind him and says, "Die, priest." And, you know, it might be the way that it was delivered. It might be the writing, but the way that Finnan says, "Oh, it looks like you're dribbling a little bit there," and Father Peerleg says, "Oh, no, that's holy water. Don't worry about it." These little things,
yes, the bromance
are
stuff.
So perfect,
yeah,
for the characters and so perfect for the relationships.
That they just
express who these people are, and they express real life textures of humanity that, like, some shows just don't have.
Correct.
And I think I've said this before in last season. My sense is that I get that more from Martha Hillier than I did the previous showrunner.
Cool.
And I like that. The other part is the fact that lighting changes everything. Lighting can change how any scene, serious, funny, sad, it can change how anything can be perceived. In this particular case, we're looking at Stiora in a sewer.
Yeah.
And it looks spectacular. It looks there was just beauty of how isolating and how small she felt,
just so
even
confined.
In a cramped
Optionless.
Sewer. You know, like incredible stuff. But I also have a tie. The first is, why does Uhtred got to be so damn
hot all the time?
It's just so damn hot all the time. No, so damn like dramatic.
Oh,
screaming Sigtrygger's name from the top of the hill.
I love it.
Sigtrygger!
I love it.
He's so dramatic. Like,
I would do that.
You can't just go down there and be like, "Hey, man, I'm here." Like,
no,
what's up? Yeah, you look bad, bro.
Like, I can't waste a moment. I just need to yell it to show my feelings.
Just, you look like things have been a little rough.
That, like,
hey, you got a haircut.
None of his friends say, like, Uhtred, lower your voice.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
Like, everyone wants to kill us all the time.
I know, right? So that's what I'm saying. Why got to be so damn dramatic?
Because he's hot and he always wins.
That's true.
He doesn't care.
Good point. The other bad that I have is, does it feel like Breeda is a little bit of a caricature?
No. Breeda, to me, went through postpartum depression.
Oh,
and never got treated.
True.
And now, like she's just cuckoo cocoa puffs.
She's
land.
One step short of hearing voices.
Holes.
Actually, I think she does hear
she
voices.
She does hear voices.
She makes people jump in holes.
I mean, I don't think she's a caricature. I think she's off the
no,
deep
but
end.
There are just some things that she's doing that where she's just like
no.
She's doing that, like, oh, that creepy laugh in places that it just, it's, yeah, like trying to make her sinister. And she's like, and she's doing that Stiora thing. Like, I don't know. It seems like they're trying too hard to make her feel tapped.
Okay. So have you ever, like, wanted to be mean?
All
like,
the time.
Really want, no, but like, wanted to be mean.
All the time.
Okay.
All the, like, almost every day.
I know, but to like particular person?
Yes, almost every day.
Oh my God, who is it me?
Not you.
Okay. So, if you had that person hiding somewhere and you loathed this person mm-hmm. and you wanted to make that person hurt, okay, so just take like your level of really don't like this person and now amplify it times like 200.
Sure.
Don't you think that you'd be like a little baddie with your voice?
Maybe, but then again, this is close to being a Marion Blake commandment. Reality is no excuse for a story.
I hate that rule. I don't even want to. I think for things to be a commandment, I need to approve. And
that's
I
why
do not approve.
That's why I didn't say it was. I'm saying it's close.
Okay.
It's like in a subcategory. It's like a sub level of a Marion Blake commandment. It's more okay. like a suggestion.
Okay.
I don't know. She just comes off a tad like.
Listen, man, I'd do that. I would.
Yeah, you would?
I would.
Okay, fair enough.
Like when I get to that level, you know how when we fought and I've done like weird things with my body where I'm like.
Yes.
Yeah, see? I would do that.
You're right. Good point.
I know.
Good point. Good point.
We don't fight that way often, but when we do, I'm like, I turn into like the creature from Stranger Things. Right? My arms are flailing. I yell in weird ways. I mean, once again, I don't want you to think that everyone listening that I'm like crazy all the time, but
suddenly
over
just,
like 12
I just
years
start floating in the air and my eyes like turn white.
Two times, man. No, not the one from this
no,
season,
I know,
the OG.
I know. I'm just
okay. Yeah. That
the mind flayer.
Yes.
Yes, I got you.
All I right. mind flare, and I think that
you go mind. I go, just, there he goes full mind flayer.
And I just think that Breeda has like fully committed to.
Breeda has gone mind flayer.
What's the other land that they go to?
Like, the upside down.
Yeah, she's in the upside down full time.
Yeah. The mind flayer is from the upside
yeah,
down.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that's where she is.
Yeah, she is the upside down.
So for any of you who've ever fought. Or really didn't like a person. Just bottle that moment up. But I think that's how Breeda is all the time.
Oh, man. Good
all
point.
The time.
Good point. All right. My great, though, is when Stiora looks out and Stiora, she sees the girl like fall and her throat slit and you
the
see the blood and then all of a sudden the girl's just very quickly dragged away.
Yeah.
Is it flashy? Sure. Is it all that unique? No. But for some reason.
Oh, it gets you.
there's a cool horror element to that. And I like that.
Yeah.
And that's a shot that sticks with me. And that's what I want to see. There's another shot too later on when, you know, Breed is killing people and the blood and it goes on her face, like on Steora's face a little bit. And that's when she decides, I can't just sit down here anymore and just wait. I have to do something. Those little things, the close-ups and the girl getting dragged away, the sound of it, the look on her face, all of it, that just sticks. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want to see. I want to look back and I want to think about something that I remember. And if I can remember it later on, you've done your job.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about something that's shows that are forgettable, like actually we just talked about season 3 of Stranger Things. Season 3 of Stranger Things, even though I enjoyed the season quite a bit, I don't really remember it a whole ton. I remember the rats and I remember
Billy.
Billy. But aside from that, I really don't remember it all that much.
Remember the ice cream place? Wasn't it an ice cream place?
Yes. Steve worked? Yeah, Steve worked at the ice cream place.
And the Russians. That's it.
But like, you know what I do really remember from season 3 was the Terminator Russian guy. I will say that. I remember that. But anyway, what I'm getting at is this. I want to be able to remember things. And that shot will stick with me. So that is my other grade.
Awesome.
All right, Marvin. So that is that. What else would you like to talk about in this particular episode? What sticks out to you? What doesn't stick out to you? Where do you think we're headed? That kind of thing.
Well, let's start in Effawitch. Let's hang out there and chat with the peeps.
Yeah, so Sig Trigger gets a haircut.
Oh, poor Sig Trigger. And, oh my gosh, and almost gets drowned by his brother.
There's one other thing I will say too about Alexander Draymond's directing, and that is he was patient.
Mm-hmm.
Very patient. Allowed scenes to linger, allowed scenes to sit with themselves. Like even the drowning scene with Sig Trigger, that was there for a while.
Yeah.
And you were thinking, holy smokes, this guy is actually going to kill his brother for just for a minute. And then the stuff with, you know, like the horror element that I was just talking about, or even when Uhtred is with his son, just these little moments that are just allowed to breathe, you know, and that is something that I can really appreciate.
Yeah.
And that is something, and I liked the way that he, again, how Alexander Draymond used light in this episode, used it in really cool ways that I'm not sure. Again, it's not necessarily different than other episodes, but it just, when you recognize the fact that it's this guy's first episode he's directed of anything ever, at least gotten official credit for, I mean, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Agreed.
So Sig Trigger gets a haircut and his brother almost kills him. What do you think about all this?
This is where I'm just nervous about Breeda in general. Okay. The way that she's treating Sid Trigger and making the brother do this deed when he's saying to her, you said he wouldn't be hurt. Like, what's going on? And then to top it off, she lets Sid Trigger live. And then her daughter picks Sid Trigger's brother to be the next sacrifice.
And this is why I feel like I'm not sure if Breed is the big bad. And I'm not sure how much longer this is going to last. Because she's already... If she were that committed, she would let the guy die. And she's not. She's making excuses.
I think if she let the guy die, she'd have a huge revolution because people would be sitting there saying, but he is Viking and there's all these Vikings that live here. Like, I think that would.
Well, the guy that jumped in a hole is a Viking too.
No, but everyone there knew what they were signing up for. They were all there on purpose.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm getting at is.
He didn't sign up for this.
Well, maybe he didn't. But the fact of the matter is that the daughter does pick him. And if...
Oh, the brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I wanted him to die too.
And that's why I'm saying I don't know how much longer Breed is going to be the thing. Because this instance undercuts the thing.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see it right away. Oh, yeah. You know what?
We've had enough blood for today.
You know, we're just going to cut his face a little bit. get out of here with that.
No, you're right. Because like they sacrificed Viking blood before. And yet she's made it like the seer is this really, really big deal.
Right.
So does Brita believe, here's a question, does Brita believe her daughter really is a seer? Or is Brita just like, whoever my daughter wants to kill is fine, as long as they're not my daughter?
She can't hold her own hand.
Or, yeah. That wouldn't go over well. Or has Brita believed until that very moment? And does this start like a faltering of her
I don't think that it has to do with her daughter. I think it has to do more with her. Like, is there really she's undercut, like I said, she's undercutting the thing, right? By saying that the brother can go free. So she's not fully committed to the idea. So that I don't think that speaks to her daughter. I think that speaks more to her.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then like I'm not sure how we as viewers should be able to be afraid of her to the extent that we should.
I see her as unhinged, that not necessarily driven and made powerful by the gods, quote, like she believes she is. Mm-hmm. She believes she has the gods' power on her side, that this is the destiny that she is going to win because they're on her side. Mm-hmm. But I see it as this being like a big falter in her faith in the gods, and I actually see that making her more dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Courtney here on Facebook says that she's using her daughter as a prop to gain leadership. She wanted to believe until it went against something she didn't actually want to do. And Courtney, I think we're actually saying the same thing.
Yeah. It's like when you read your horoscope and you're like, of course that's me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this whole Taurus horoscope, it's totally me.
And then you
read something that you don't like.
And then you're like, well, no, like that's I'm just going to dismiss that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, irrespective of whether or not she actually believes in the power of her daughter and the whole seer thing and the gods and Thor and all, irrespective of all that, she's still undercutting it regardless. Mm. She's still, and that action in and of itself, that speaks to me in a way that this is not the person this is the person we should be worried about, but this is not the big thing. This is going to get us to the thing.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
I'm afraid of her.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when she's taken
upside down.
When she's taken Frank and Beans, yeah, there's a reason. There's a reason to be scared of her. What do you think of the whole Steora coming at the end of the episode? I'm coming for you, Brita.
Love it.
I like it.
Steora is. She's rising on up there and continues to be the shining beacon of, I just love all the strong female characters, whether they're good or bad. I love just how this show has framed women in such a different and interesting way.
Yep.
But Steora is just an unwavering leader as she's really trying to protect as many of her maidens as possible. Mm-hmm. And, they're trying to tell her like, no, you can't go up there. Even if you think it would save us, a rebel lieutenant. But for her to finally say enough is enough. I don't know if my dad's coming.
Oh, I don't know if Sigtryggr's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how far it is.
I love that scene when the blood goes on her. The little flecks of blood, just like a, you know, like, man, that's some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. It's flashy and it's not all that unique.
Like you said, this episode had horror movie elements to it. And I didn't think about it that way, but maybe that's why I rated it a little lower because I hate horror and gore.
That's
true.
But
the suspense of it and just knowing that she's down there in the sewer all this time and how would she get safe and how would she get free? It's just so interesting. So, you know, I loved her calling her back, kind of calling her bluff. And I loved that it, you know, echoed throughout the sewer tunnel.
Yeah.
I thought that was so neat.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how things kind of go forward there because I think it's going to be a big to do. But then, of course, we've got Uhtred. And I feel so bad for Uhtred because here he is asking the love of his life to help him out.
Oh.
And we as viewers know she's dying of cancer.
Right.
and has less than a year to live. And I am so disappointed in her. I am so disappointed in Ethelflaed.
How come?
Because she's like, oh, I'm such a big deal that if Uhtred knows I'm dying, he won't go save his daughter. No, that isn't how this works. Like, maybe he wouldn't go save some random jabroni, but his son's nuts just got cut off. Okay? Lord knows what Peter's going to do to his daughter.
That's true.
So, okay, Ethelflaed, how long do you have? Oh, you won't make it till next summer or whatever? I got time. I'll BRB. Because we've seen how quickly these people traverse the country.
Oh, yeah. We call that Game of Thrones time.
Yeah, it's teleportation over here. I don't think he would say, oh, never mind, Steora. I'm going to spend every single moment I can with Ethelflaed. No, go save your daughter and then come back.
Agreed.
But don't be a jerk to him. Don't say, sorry, I can't give you soldiers and I can't tell you why and I'm going to be cold and leave you.
Yeah, I will say that it's a little writerly how they've established this conflict. And it's a conflict that they have kind of gone back to now in the show like a number of times where Uhtred needs something and Ethelflaed can't give it to him because of X, Y, and Z.
I mean, she's kind of the worst.
I don't think she's the worst. I see what she's saying. Like if I tell him X, Y, if I tell him that I'm dying, that he's going to be off of his game and he's going to be heartbroken. And that's a big deal. Especially when he's going to rescue Steora. And I also see why she can't spare men for Uhtred, because she has a duty to Mercia. You know, there has been time that has, you know, there's been time now that has transpired since we last saw them in season 4, right? There's been at least, I would say, 10 years. So she has been the queen of Mercia for 10 years. Let's remember that she is the daughter of Alfred, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. She learned how to be cold and not reciprocate relationships well. Uh-huh.
Yes, and she also puts her country first. And she has to protect her country, number one. But number two, also—
Listen, country's not going to be there for you in the afterlife.
And she also has a duty to her daughter. And
that I can appreciate.
She has a duty to the crown like that she holds, right? So she has to bolster that for her daughter to make sure— And like, you also get that in this episode.
She could have also said that. You need to go and save your daughter, and I'm dying, and I need to go secure the throne and save my daughter. Cool. Deal. High five. I'll catch you in a few weeks.
But yes, again, I'm not saying that you're wrong, because, again, I think it's—
She thinks so highly of herself that she outweighs his daughter. Which, granted, Uhtred has sucked at being a dad forever.
Yeah, not a great dad.
You know, when it's like, oh, well, honey versus kids. But Ethelflaed isn't a honey that puts out.
Okay, so, good point.
Scale has tipped in the other direction, in my opinion.
Yes.
Uhtred, son of Uhtred, who likes to plow fields instead of be a good dad, can't plow the field. She's got a few more months left.
Courtney here on Facebook says, do you think it was part of it was the fact that if she told Uhtred, it would make it that much more real for Ethelflaed?
That I can appreciate.
And she would fall apart.
That I can appreciate.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. I like
that
idea, Courtney. That makes me feel a lot better.
I would agree.
But then acknowledge that in some way, shape, or form on the show.
Yeah, again, I go back to the writerly aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels a tad manufactured. It feels like we need an excuse here. And I see it, and I can whistle past the graveyard. I can do that mm-hmm. because it makes sense. It makes sense on a character level for Ethelflaed to make this choice. I don't put it past her to make this choice.
Agreed.
And that's why the emotional math adds up for me. And that's why I can whistle past the logic graveyard.
I just think she thinks way too highly of herself for someone who doesn't have sex.
The one thing, again, that I really like too from Martha Hillier's writing is that she allows there to be some fallibility here for Uhtred and his, you know, and SEAL Team Uhtred. Mm-hmm. When Uhtred says to Finn, it's been a long time since we fought. And you can imagine that again, I think it's fair to assume there's been at least between a 5 to 10 year gap of them like fighting the way that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they haven't aged one millisecond,
they have a great SPF and moisturizer.
Their skincare routine is phenomenal. The fact of the matter is that we have to accept
it's all that collagen from just having chicken,
eating all the bone marrow.
Yes, all the bone broth and.
The fact of the matter is the show within its own logic has progressed, I would say, probably 10 years. So not only have they not fought, they've aged 10 years. And I like that the show acknowledges that. I like that the writing says, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a little bit more different than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
We're not sprightly.
That's true. Yes.
I have a chiropractor now. And a dermatologist.
Oh, man. So I don't know. I find that interesting that the show can allow that. The one thing that I think suffers here, outside of the two bads that I've already talked about, is Aelswyth. Aelswyth as a character is just kind of around.
First off, she needs to age.
I think they've done it a little bit. I don't think they've done it.
You got a This Is Us treatment.
We got to Rebecca her up a little bit. She's just kind of there.
She always has been.
And like, that's true. But like she's had more of a role in how things go, especially when Alfred was around and she was kind of doing things. They gave her a little bit more agency in the later seasons. But in this particular season, she's just like, you told me my daughter was going to be fine and then you can't do it. And she got all mad. And then that was about it.
I feel like that's going to be my reaction if anything wrong ever happens to our kids and I was led astray.
Really?
Yeah. If something serious were to happen to my kid and then I was led to believe, oh yeah, we got this. And then it didn't work out. I would not be happy. And then to know that like her daughter is diagnosed with something that is the end, period, done. Yeah. I think a parent would react like that. Now, did we like the acting of how she portrayed that?
No, I didn't mind the writing
of how she portrayed that.
That's what I'm getting at.
I think that it's accurate that a mother would behave that way?
It feels a little too much like we don't know what to do with her, so we're just going to kind of put her here and she's going to say this thing. And then, we're only 2 episodes into the season. So, I mean, she just came off being poisoned. She just came off like...
Yeah, let's give her a break.
So I'll give her a little grace, okay? Mm-hmm. But...
As Courtney says, joining us live on Facebook, Aelswyth has always had control issues.
Good point. Very good point.
True in her character.
Anything else that you want to talk about in this particular episode?
I feel like the chess pieces are being set up, like you said. And for me, I do have a difficult time with episodes like that. Even though I know this is what happens with The Last Kingdom, that I just need to trust the process. Patience is not my virtue at all. So I'm ready for something big to happen next episode. I need something big. Come on. This is the final season. Let's do it.
Do you think that Æthelstan is the son that Uhtred always wanted?
Oh, that's so rude. Uhtred already has 2 kids with what's his name?
He's got 3 kids. The other one's just kind of somewhere.
Yeah. They've got Uhtred, son of Uhtred, son of Uhtred. They got Steora.
He's with hanging out with Peggy from This Is Us.
Oh my gosh, right? And then we've got, what's the other name? It's not Uhtred, like when you're the second one.
What do you mean?
Okay, so Uhtred's original name.
Was it always
Osbert?
Yeah, Osbert.
Okay. So he has an Osbert. He has an Uhtred and an Osbert.
Yeah, but did he really name it Osbert?
We don't even know if the third baby was named.
Yeah, the kid just kind of disappeared.
How do you lose a baby?
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe
it's that. What's his name again? Oh no, that's Alfred's. Nope.
Yeah, that's
nope.
His
and that guy's too young.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, nope. I can't.
So
anyway, it's like Moses.
What I'm getting at is
he was sent down the river.
Little Uhtred. Okay. you know, went down his own path.
Yes,
and
found faith, lost his nuts.
Yes. And, you know, didn't really have that great of a relationship with his dad.
Yeah.
Does Uhtred take this relationship with Æthelstan as an opportunity to have the kind of relationship that he wanted?
Yes.
I think so.
I will say yes. Mm-hmm. As conflicted as I know the therapy bills for Wee Uhtred will be in the future.
Yeah. So much therapy, yes, is going to be needed.
For him to be like, and then I had a brother. And then I had another guy who was like a brother, but not.
And I used to have nuts, but now I don't.
And I'm not going to be king of England either.
So how do we feel about Benedict, the priest, and his like gambling
I don't
addiction.
Really care.
I am kind of
I'm
out
so
on that.
I'm so bored with his character.
I kind of agree.
Here.
Like, something's going to happen.
I don't even care what happens to him. He could eat poisonous chicken. He could he could match the drapery and I would not notice. I'm done. Goodbye. Like, he does not, I do not need him in life.
I
don't care that there's gambling.
I'm interested to see how he affects what's going to happen, because you know he's going to do or say something that betrays Uhtred in some particular fashion or whatever, and it's going to be through Phil or, you know, something's going
to
happen.
Phil has money, so yes, it needs to be obviously more Phil.
You know, and it's going to be through the guy that Phil's using to make sure that all the
like
people,
rough guy,
yeah, like he's going around to make sure that nobody gives people to Uhtred or to Efferwich to help, yeah, you know, do the thing. And like, that's another thing too. Sigtryggr's like, I'm not going to let my wife die.
Yes,
and all these people have now betrayed me.
Yes.
Because I haven't conquered everything I've conquered to just sit here and do mm-hmm. nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's lived up to his bargain. He's done yes. everything. And now all these people are just like, you know, giving him
goodbye.
You know, giving him the finger.
If you are British, or what are they called? They're not the Brits.
What?
They're
who?
The Saxons. If you are yeah. Saxon, like, you're shitty.
You better watch
like,
out.
You can't trust Saxons. There's nobody I trust who's a Saxon.
In the show. In the show.
Yeah. Oh, not like in real life now. Sorry. In the show. In this show, which is fictional.
Yes.
If someone is a Saxon, I don't trust them.
It's hard.
Is Finnan a Saxon? But he's not real.
What do you mean?
He's Irish.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone. Like, they're all going back on their word. Mm-hmm. They're all shifty.
Little shifty. I will give you that one.
I'm all set.
All right. Is that all? That's all you
yes.
got?
Yes. Well, I insult like a huge population.
Just a swath of people.
Sorry, didn't mean it that way.
All right, let's close this bad boy out,
it's
shall we?
It's my heritage, too. Yeah.
All right.
It is.
You can say it, so you can
it
say
is.
The joke. You can,
yes.
It's like Seinfeld, when the guy converted to be Jewish. I'm Jewish now. I can say the jokes, Jerry.
I'm like everyone in this show. This is my heritage.
Oh, all right, here we go.
All right. As I said, we're going to be coming to you with weekly episodes of The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. We're excited to be delving back into the series with continual podcasts. Keep them coming. Make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, as we are very social there. And we are also, at the same time, recording our Bridgerton podcast. So, hello, you're on Netflix, okay? Let's just, like, open the dialogue that maybe horror, sword fighting, you know, stuff like that's your jam. But I gotta tell you, I think you might like Bridgerton, if you're not already a Bridgerton fan.
Yes, Bridgerton it's very different.
Yes.
Very, very different. But very fun and...
Visually so creative.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Love
you
that.
Get to stay in the accents. It's a really cool show. So if you watch Bridgerton, we also podcast about that. So those podcasts are going to be coming out on the regular through Blake and myself.
Omira here on Facebook says, Baby Monk, Bianca, and Hild are all Saxons. Well, Bianca was a Saxon. So.
R.I.P.
But, you know, also a fair
listen,
fair
Baby argument. Monk, though, like, wishes he was Viking.
Probably.
Okay, because his dad sucks.
If you don't like Bridgerton, that's okay. Just go to thejointhenerdclan.com, where actually Mary and I have a lot of stuff going on over there as well. In fact, we're going to do our knee-jerk reaction to Obi-Wan Kenobi, the final episode, as Mary and I have yet to watch it. So we will be doing that. In addition to a plethora of other things, we actually are also doing there at jointhenerdclan.com an episode just for the members there about our top five things to do over, you know, Droughtlander. Shows or movies to watch or whatever to get into. So we'll be doing that as well. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah. And that's
and
it,
that's
man.
That's our life.
So
I'm still dealing with long COVID, still plugging away, but we appreciate your patience with everything.
Yes.
And we are excited to keep things rocking and rolling. So on that note, my name is Mary.
My name is Blake.
Destiny is all.